From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Canneries are a big part of Alaska's history. Throughout the 20th century, waves of immigrants, primarily from the Philippines, came to work alongside Alaska Native people in the canneries. The Mug Up exhibit at the Alaska State Museum in Juneau has highlighted this history for the last 6 months. For KTOO, I walked through the exhibit with the curator and a former cannery worker and historian.
Okay, so three meals and then these mug up breaks. Yes.
The exhibit features lots of historic films and photos. There are black and white posed photos from the turn of the 20th century and more candid photos taken by friends from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Some panels explore the histories of the different labor movements that swept through Alaska's canneries. There's even a recreation of a bunkhouse with a door covered in the names of the workers who slept there from the 1980s until 2009. And next to it is a mess hall with a hand-painted table and a handwritten weekend menu. Jackie Manning is the exhibit's curator. Her favorite thing is a little cart used to serve coffee to workers during what was called mug up time. And that's where the exhibit gets its name.
When I went up to Bristol Bay and I saw that, little Cushman cart is what it's called, and heard the stories about how diverse the cannery crew was and how important that mug-up time was for camaraderie and everybody meeting and taking their breaks and just all the different languages you'd hear on the docks.
Oscar Peñaranda moved from the Philippines to Canada and eventually to California before coming to Alaska to work in a Bristol Bay cannery in the 1960s.
People sometimes, to start anew, they come here. You know? And other people also are running away from things. Some are have a specific destination to come. So they have many, many different reasons. But they always came back.
And he kept coming back. He worked 15 summer seasons in Alaska before deciding to stay in San Francisco full time. He's a historian now. He founded the San Francisco chapter of the Filipino-American National Historical Society and wrote about his experiences as an Alaskero. That's the term for Filipinos who worked in Alaska's canneries. For Filipino-American History Month, he was in Juneau last week for the closing of the exhibit. He recognized some names and faces in the exhibit, like the Filipino union leaders who formed the Alaska Cannery Workers Association. They were murdered in 1981, and he said that's when he stopped going to work in Alaska.
You don't get hired if you don't know anybody. You know, that's the two who were assassinated, that's what they were trying to clean up.
Peñaranda worked at the cannery for 14 years, and he said he kept going back for the camaraderie. He made lifelong friends.
We didn't feel like we had to get in touch between seasons because we were going to go the next season and catch up. That's part of the reason why we kept going.
The labor movements happening in the canneries paralleled his life in San Francisco in the winters. In 1968, he participated in strikes at San Francisco State that led to the forming of the school's College of Ethnic Studies. Peñaranda went on to teach literature and Filipino languages in high schools and colleges in California. He's now 78 years old, and he's thinking of returning to Bristol Bay next summer to work with an old friend. It will be the first time he will have worked at a cannery since he stopped over 40 years ago. And another reason that Peñaranda said he kept going back to cannery work was the chance to be a new version of himself.
You can reinvent yourself when you go to any work in the canneries. When you go to Alaska, you can reinvent yourself. You'll be a completely different. You don't like the way you are in San Francisco? Come to Alaska. Make your own reputation.
So a different Oscar Peñaranda may return next summer. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.